Public radio is strong in our community, and that's because of the support it gets from people like you. Thank you. The winner of the prize for Italy's most chaotic and lively city has just got to be Naples. The main attraction is right on the street in front of you and around the next corner as well. While it scared me off when I first tried to visit it on my Europe through the gutter trip I took just before college, I've since come to appreciate the parade of life that defines Naples as distinct from all other cities. Just step right in and let the fun begin. Here are a few thoughts about Naples that I jotted down over the years in my travel journals, which I feature in my book of essays called For the Love of Europe. Strolling through Naples, I remember my first visit to the city as a wide-eyed 18-year-old. My travel buddy and I had stepped off the train into the vast Piazza Garibaldi. A man in a white surgeon's gown approached me and said, "Please, it is very important. We need blood for a dying baby." Naples was offering a dose of reality we weren't expecting on our Italian vacation. We immediately made a U-turn, stepped back into the station, and made a beeline for Greece. While that delayed my first visit by several years, I've been back to Naples many times since. And today, even with its new affluence and stress on law and order, the city remains appalling and captivating at the same time. It's Italy's third largest city, as well as its most polluted and crime-ridden. But this tangled urban mess still somehow manages to breathe, laugh, and sing with a joyful Italian accent. Naples offers the closest thing to reality travel in Western Europe, churning, fertile, and exuberant. With more than 2 million people, Naples has almost no open spaces or parks, which makes its ranking as Europe's most densely populated city plenty evident. Watching the police try to enforce traffic sanity is almost comical. But Naples still surprises me with its impressive knack for living, eating, and raising children with good humor and decency. There's even a name for this love of life in the street: basso living. In Naples, I spend more time in the local neighborhoods than in the museums and palaces. Since ancient Greek times, the old city center has been split right down the middle by a long, straight street called Spaccanapoli, Split Naples. Just beyond it, the Spanish Quarter climbs into the hills. And behind the archaeological museum is perhaps the most colorful district of all, Sanità. Walking through the neighborhoods, I venture down narrow streets lined with tall apartment buildings, walk in the shade of wet laundry hung out to dry, and slip into time-warp courtyards. Couples artfully cuddle on Vespas, while surrounded by more fights and smiles per cobblestone than anywhere else in Italy. Black and white death announcements add to the clutter on the walls of the buildings. Widows sell cigarettes from plastic buckets. I spy a woman overseeing the action from her balcony on the fifth floor. I buy 2 carrots as a gift, and she lowers her bucket to pick them up. One wave populates 6 stories of balconies, each filling up with its own waving family. A contagious energy fills the air. I snap a photo, and suddenly people in each window and balcony are vying for another shot. Mothers hold up babies. Sisters pose arm in arm. A wild-haired pregnant woman stands on a fruit crate holding her bulging belly, and an old wrinkled woman fills her paint-starved window frame with a toothy grin. Paint a picture with these thoughts. Naples has the most intact ancient street plan anywhere. Imagine life here in the days of Caesar, with street-side shop fronts that close up to become private homes after dark. Today is just one more page in a 2,000-year-old story of city activity. Meetings, beatings and cheatings, kisses, near misses, and little boy pisses. The only predictable elements of this Neapolitan mix are the boldness of the mopeds — concerned residents will tug on their lower eyelid, warning you to be wary — and the friendliness of shopkeepers. To cap my walk, I pop into a grocery and ask the man to make me his best ham and mozzarella sandwich. I watch, enthralled, as he turns sandwich making into a show. After demonstrating the freshness of his rolls with a playful squeeze, he assembles the components, laying on a careful pavement of salami, bringing over a fluffy mozzarella ball as if performing a kidney transplant, slicing a tomato with rapid-fire machine precision, and lovingly pitting the olives by hand. Then, he he finishes it off with a delightful drizzle of the very best olive oil. 6 euros and a smile later, I find the perfect bench upon which to enjoy my lunch while watching the Neapolitan parade of life stroll by. An older man with a sloppy slice of pizza joins me. Moments later, a stylish couple on a bike rolls by. She sits on the handlebars, giggling as she faces her man, hands around his neck as he cranes to see where they're going. I say, Bella Italia. My benchmate says, no, Bella Napoli. I say, Napoli. It's both beautiful and a city of chaos. He agrees, but insists, Bella Chaos. I ask, tell me, what is Napoli in one word? Turning his head, he watches a woman stride by. Then, with a long string of mozzarella stretching between his mouth and what remains of his pizza, he chews for a moment, pauses, and says, Abbondante. I agree. Naples is abundant. Napoli, tu sei la gloria. No matter where you call home, I know you rely on public radio too. I don't look at this station as a charity, but as a service. And if you enjoy what this station offers and can't afford to help out, that's fine. It's for everyone. It's public radio. But if you're consuming this service, if you value it, and if you can afford to help pay for it, it's only right to do so. Please, take a minute to add your support right now during this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves. Then, every time you tune in the future, you'll do it with pride that you're part of this community as a supporting member. Your financial support really does make a difference. Thank you.